in the limelight.
The head of Iran-Vietnam Joint Chamber of Commerce, Mustafa Mousavi, expressed optimism that trade between the two countries can reach $1 billion in 12 months if they remove obstacles to their monetary transactions and banking relations, as they have appropriate capacities for expanding ties with each other. Mousavi said, although efforts are underway by the two countries to resolve problems besetting their banking transactions, our main emphasis is on barter under the present circumstances. He added now that Tehran is under Washington's cruel sanctions, cooperation with Vietnam can technologically help significantly improve efficiency of Iranian production lines. Describing Vietnam as East Asia's trade hub, Mousavi said that since the start of the trade war between China and the United States, European states have concentrated on Vietnam and have established their technological and production bases in Southeast Asian country. Dear listeners, stay with us for an article concerning this issue written by Sadegh Dehqan, titled, Joint Chamber Head Says, Iran-Vietnam trade grew 100% last year. The article has appeared on the front page of the website of Iran's English language paper, Iran Daily. Here's the details. Annual trade between Iran and Vietnam reached $350 million in the previous Iranian calendar year, which ended in March 2019, witnessing a 100% growth year-on-year. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Iran Daily, Mustafa Mousavi, the head of Iran-Vietnam Joint Chamber of Commerce, said annual trade between the two countries stood at $162 million in the year to March 2018. In May 2018, U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally pulled the U.S. out of the nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, signed between Iran and the 5+1 group in July 2015, and reimposed Washington sanctions on Tehran. Despite the problems U.S. sanctions have caused, Mousavi expressed optimism that trade between the two countries can reach $1 billion in 12 months, if they remove obstacles to their monetary transactions and banking relations, as they have appropriate capacities for expanding ties with each other. Mousavi said, although efforts are underway by the two countries to resolve problems besetting their banking transactions, our main emphasis is on barter under the present circumstances. He added now that Tehran is under Washington sanctions, cooperation with Vietnam can technologically help significantly improve efficiency of Iranian production lines. Describing Vietnam as East Asia's trade hub, Mousavi said since the start of the trade war between China and the U.S., European states have concentrated on Vietnam and have established their technological and production bases in Southeast Asian country. Mousavi said at present, most of the world's major cell phone and auto companies have set up production lines in Vietnam. Statistical analysis showed that Vietnam has had the fastest economic growth, over 7% in the world, over the past decade. In addition, the country posted the fastest growth among the Southeast Asian states in 2018. According to a report by Bangkok Post, the Southeast Asian states' GDP rose more than 7% in 2018, which has been unprecedented in the past 10 years. Since 1990, Vietnam has experienced on average a 7% growth each year, managing to be the second country in the world, following China, to have posted a significant average annual economic growth. Being among the world's emerging economies, in case the country manages to maintain its average economic growth at its present level for 10 years, it can overtake China. Urging the Iranian firms to develop a sufficient knowledge about Vietnam's economy, Mousavi described as relatively good the historical background of economic cooperation between the two countries. He said, most Iranians know Vietnam for its war with the U.S. or the high-quality sports shoes produced in the country. However, he noted, the truth is that, at present, Vietnam has much higher economic capacities compared to many other countries, making it a suitable option for Iran to expand economic cooperation with. Mousavi said, Vietnam has pursued an open economic policy over the past years and has made very good technological and economic advances, adding, currently, the United States is the target of 21% of Vietnam's exports, which is indicative of the high quality and at the same time, reasonable prices of Vietnamese products. Mousavi added high-quality motherboards and other computer systems constitute the major part of overseas sales from Vietnam. He said the country also has a high technological capability and broad background in manufacturing food production lines. Vietnam also produces a large portion of agricultural products, with such products constituting close to 37% of its annual exports. Rice, coffee beans, and spices are among the agricultural products exported by Vietnam. The Southeast Asian country is the world's second biggest exporter of coffee beans, following Brazil, meeting 20% of the global demand for the product. Mousavi said this comes as Vietnam can be a lucrative market for Iran's overseas sales of aquatic animals, dried fruits, pistachio, and almond. He noted exports of Iranian products to Vietnam will be economical only if the country lowers the preferential tariffs it imposes on imports from Iran, adding, Vietnam sets high preferential tariffs on importing a large number of products from Iran. This reduces the competitiveness of Iranian goods in the Vietnamese market. He said Vietnam imposes a 5% preferential tariff on its pistachio purchases from the U.S., but the tariff it imposes on importing the same product from Iran stands at 43%. Mousavi also said that the same thing holds true about Vietnam's imports of dates and almond from Iran, saying it can be resolved through negotiations between the two countries' officials.